Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Again, staying in the context that we saw in yesterday's episode, in Matthew chapter 18, the verse just before it is often misinterpreted as well. That is verse 19. Matthew 18:19 reads this way. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. That verse is used very often, mostly by charismatics, unfortunately, but it's used to argue that God somehow is obligated to give you whatever you want as long as you can get two people on earth to agree about it. I actually saw this played out when I was in college and had someone who couldn't afford a car. He wanted me to co-sign a loan for him. I'm not that dumb. But if his parents weren't willing, I'm certainly not willing. And the next day he told me he's getting a brand new car. How's that? Because he didn't have the money just yesterday. And he took this verse, found two other people that would pray with him, and because they asked on earth, he believed God was obligated to give him a new car. Needless to say, he never got a new car, at least not during his college years. But the thing is that that's not what this verse is talking about. As we saw yesterday's episode, this is dealing with the issue of church discipline. And the two or three are two or three witnesses. And when you have to put someone out of the church, no one wants to do that. It is an encouragement to know that they went through the process, the two or three are two witnesses of unrepentance, not asking for anything you want.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.